Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Dharad. Today is Tuesday, 10th of October, and here are the top things to know before market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open marginally higher on October 10th, as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 75 points. In the previous trading session, the Indian equities weakened as escalation in the Middle East rekindled pessimism in the global markets. The Sensex dropped 483 points to close at 65,512 levels, while Nifty declined 141 points to close at 19,512 levels. The Hamas-Israel conflict has entered day 4. According to recent figures, over 680 people have been reported killed in the last few days. The Palestinian Health Information Center said that the toll is expected to rise amid continuing attacks. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in response to his hostilities, warned that the state will leave no stone unturned to help its citizens. Coming back to Indian markets, foreign institutional investors continued to be on their selling spree for 13 consecutive days. On October 9, foreign investors offloaded shares worth 997 crore rupees, while domestic institutional investors bought 2,661 crore rupees worth of stocks. Technically, the street believes the market may continue to exhibit a sell-on-rise risk sentiment on Tuesday until Nifty surpasses the 19,700 level. The pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty may be taking a support at 19,486 levels, followed by 19,460 and 19,419. On the higher side, 19,569 would act as an immediate resistance. Now let's look at how the global markets have fared. Overnight, all major averages in Wall Street closed on a positive note as investors digested the Hamas-Israel conflict and focused on dovish commentaries coming in from Fed officials. Dallas Fed president asserted that there would be less need to raise the Fed rates if the long-term interest rates remain elevated due to higher term premiums. Fed Vice Chair Philip Jefferson also shared similar sentiments and said that the central bank would have to proceed carefully in their rate hike cycle campaign given the recent rise in yields. Against this backdrop, the Dow Jones added 0.5%, while tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite Index closed 0.4% higher and the S&P 500 Index rose 0.6%. Mirroring moves of Wall Street, markets in Asia-Pacific too rose this morning. Japan's Nikkei 225 jumped over 2%, leading gains in the region as the country comes back from a public holiday. Now at the commodities front, oil prices edged down slightly on Tuesday after gaining more than 4% in the previous session, as markets weighed the potential for supply disruptions amid the conflict between Israel and Palestinian Islamist group Hamas. Brent crude slipped 0.4% to hover around $87 per barrel, and WTI crude declined 0.5% to $85 per barrel. On the other hand, the US dollar index experienced a modest decline near the 106 level on October 9 after trading mostly positive throughout the day. The dollar index initially started the week on a positive note due to developments in the Middle East that impacted the market sentiment. However, the greenback lost momentum later in the day as the market stabilized and US yields continued to decline. Now, amid weaker yields and dollar, prices of gold bounced hard off a 7-month low back above $1,860 per troy ounce. Coming back to home, there are some of the top stocks to watch for the day. They are Tata Steel, after Fitch upgraded the steelmaker's outlook to stable following reduction in uncertainty and financial risk from UK operations. That apart, Glenmark Life Sciences will also be in focus in today's trading session after the drug maker declared an interim dividend of 22.5 rupees per share for the rest of the fiscal year. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Umesh Kumar Mehta, Chief Investment Officer of Samco Mutual Fund. He says equities will face serious competition from bonds in the short run. Let's listen in to find out more.
Today, if you enter, you have option. Either you invest in equity or you invest in bond. So because currently you are getting, say, 6-7%, so your 10-year is around, risk-free rate of return is 4.5% in US.
Hmm.
So you add to that, so 4.5% is a risk-free rate of return. And equity, if you are investing equity, you will add 4% premium. So 4.5 plus 4, so 8.5%. So now going forward, I don't think that equities will get that kind of 8.5% return, because the DCF or the discounted cash flow model, because interest rates are higher, the value of stocks or equities will fall. And therefore, it is much better for me to invest risk-free 4.5% in US bonds, or for that matter, so that is the reason why bonds will be an attractive value proposition for investors. Because today, if I want to invest in equity, at least I need to have 12-13% plus return, which currently is not visible because my risk-free premium 4.5% is, earlier when risk-free premium was zero or bond rate was zero or 1%, so on 1% you are calculating 4%. So 5% milega. So in equities, obviously will deliver more than 5%, and therefore equity was a go-to option. But today risk-free is 4.5%, and you add 3-4% risk-free premium. So 8.5-9% is what one can expect from equity. That is a little harder, given that the USA is growing at around 2%. The real economic growth going forward normalizes 2%, and plus your long-term 2% or 3% inflation. So 5-6% is what the normal steady state growth is. And I'm still getting 4.5% in US Treasury bonds. So this is a better proposition, and therefore bonds will have equally competing attraction for investors.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you. Have a great trading day, and we will catch you tomorrow at the same time.